This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, here we are. Talk Radio Review time. Let's see who's in the huddle here. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington.
Jack
Victoria Keevan is here to check in from New York City. Jennifer Horn is here from Los Angeles. Doug Steffen is here from the wilds of Massachusetts to go through the top stories of the week. According to the charts developed by Talkers Magazine, the first week of July 2018 is our focus. And Rich has gotten me to start at number one because that's the most important. But
otherwise, we never get there.
Yes, right. Otherwise, we never get there. People list. There are 10 people on the people list and 10 items on the story list. Just to give it short shrift, number 10, the usual sports conversation that we always find inveigles itself into the world of news talk radio, the World Cup, LeBron James moving to the Lakers, boo.
I think LA's probably happy. LA's super excited. Yeah.
Very happy about that. The summer heat wave is number 9. And what you're paying for gasoline as you travel about, the heat does affect how your car operates, whether you know that or not. Number 8 has to do with our Independence Day holiday revelry this week. I haven't the slightest idea. I will tell you right up front, I saw this and I thought, what is this?
What is that?
MAGA hat attacks? What is that?
Yes.
Somebody got attacked for wearing a MAGA hat.
A teenager.
What's a MAGA hat?
By a guy.
Make America great again.
Oh.
You don't know what a MAGA hat is?
Nope. Never heard of it.
Make America great again.
So I know what a teenager is.
Sitting in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And he's wearing the hat and he's just sitting there eating. And a guy comes up and basically yells at him, throws his drink in his face. And then
I hope he was arrested and charged with assault.
They got everything on film, or on video and film. And the guy apparently has been fired from his job over it.
Yeah, good.
Well, unstable person who shouldn't be.
Well, but who does that? And that's what's going on.
This is
the
what
incivility.
It's not unstable. There's a lot of unstable people out there. If God help you, if you're walking around with one of these MAGA hats, because you're going to get attacked at some point during the day.
Where did that happen? Do you know?
I don't remember.
I'm just curious because it wasn't here, but you can't do that in California. People would be crazed if you walked around in Trump gear. I know people do, but it's not the smartest thing you could do.
So, but there was some other example of that sort of thing, and I'm trying to remember what it was. The same kind of intolerance. It's just intolerance.
The White House staff being attacked and on video in restaurants.
Yeah. Well, I guess, we could go back a week to when What's-Her-Face was in the restaurant in Virginia and she was thrown out.
They reopened.
What happened to that woman?
It was in Texas. That's right. It was in San Antonio.
Didn't she lose the restaurant? Don't I remember that?
The manager got fired, I think.
Yeah,
right?
She left her job.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something. Of all the states I would think that this would happen, it wouldn't be Texas.
San Antonio and Austin are very, very liberal.
Very liberal.
Yeah. And actually, you know, we've seen a lot of it in California where you've had kind of this culturally very left movement come in and sort of take over the state of California and spread. That's exactly what the attempt is. That's what activists are trying to do in these really liberal areas in Texas. And you've seen it in the poll numbers. If you've noticed, in Texas, their numbers are ticking up to be far more purple. They used to be like a solid red state. And now these big cities that have had this influence are really kind of changing things. I mean, obviously, it's still conservative, but it's not like it used to be.
There are a lot of people who are fed up with, even if they like the politics of California, they're fed up with other things that have become the reality of living in California. I can speak from experience because I live there part-time. Jennifer, you've lived there all your life, and you know how ridiculous it is. And it isn't just the political reality. It's the economic reality. It's the way people think and conduct themselves. It's just whacked.
It seems like they're moving
to these places. Now, they're going to San Antonio and Austin. They're going
well,
to
Google
Albuquerque.
Well, Google and a lot of other companies moved to Austin, so that's a big part of it right there.
Yeah.
But but it seems like with California, and I love California, I love visiting, and I've always sort of, there's a part of me that's always dreamed of living there.
Nice place
to live.
The
more I hear about it, oh my God.
Yeah,
unless you're a super, super wealthy celebrity and you don't care about what laws get passed because you can pay whatever the tax is, it just sounds like I don't know if regular people are going to be able to like survive
that's
in
it.
California.
I don't know how people do it.
I went through this. Yeah. Remember, I had, when I first, I started wintering in California working at KBC in 1993, and I've spent every winter in California since then. I owned four houses in California at one time or another, and yeah, they were, I don't know, what, 900,000 to a million, million one, and they were nice locations in Santa Monica. I couldn't find places even at twice that now. In any of these same areas, you can't. You can't find the average house. Megan and I were talking about that. Brendan is moving from one apartment to another, and he's having to pay like $1,400 a month more rent in the same to stay in the same neighborhood in Hollywood, where he's lived most of the time he's been in California.
Your daughter has to be so conflicted because that is
my
so her state politically.
Oh yeah,
but.
Right.
I mean, her and her husband are professors, you know.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Not like they're making $1 million each.
Well, but Richie, no, under the circumstances, you know, they
make
the
pretty good money,
stuff.
Actually.
They, between the two of them, they make about $2.25, and you know
the
they never have any
make
money.
A lot of money, yeah.
And so
is that enough in California. In
two
LA?
And a quarter,
yeah.
Not to own a house. They can't buy a house,
right? That's what I mean.
They can't.
And nuts.
You know it is.
I loved it.
I can't buy a house anymore. There,
Jennifer. Do you ever see yourself moving out of California?
Oh, I'd love to. My problem is that my family's here, and unless we could do some sort of coordinated dysfunctional family move, I really wouldn't leave because that's more important to me. I lucked into a situation that there's no way I don't make that money. There's no way that I could afford to have a house here, but I made a family transaction and got into real estate at a good time, and I lucked out, and I did it younger than most of my friends, and so now at least I have something where I can actually either try to rent it and create income for myself. And I'm going into a situation where Jeff has a house, so luckily we can sell his property and try to scrape together enough for a down payment. The thing is that an average like 3 to 4 bedroom house, which is what we need, I mean, you can't even look, and I'm looking in, you know, the areas that are not the most desirable. It's like $800,000. And if you can't come up with enough for a down payment, you actually have to do insurance, mortgage insurance, if you have to take out more than a $675,000 loan, which means you have to prove you have enough money in your bank account to make 15 months worth of house payments. So
and
it's just
and
it's
that's the neighborhood
really
where
tough.
Your father, that area where your father lives in that general area.
Oh, no, I can't even afford to live there. No, I can't afford to live where
houses are more than 800 in that neighborhood.
You need a new hat
that
says
one that said 1.5 million. It's listed for 1.5 million.
You need a new hat that says MCGA.
Yeah.
Make California great again.
That's what the governor, that's what John Cox and Travis Allen, who are the candidates for governor, were running on.
Yeah.
But and that's
the bottom
only
line
reason
here is,
there's a chance that there could be there's the tiniest of chances that a Republican could win the governorship because people can't afford to live here anymore.
The
and
bottom line here, though, is that it just the animosity between the two sides. I mean, people walking up to people in restaurants and public places while filming on cell phones, throwing drinks at each other and yelling at each other, and it's getting to the point where. You know what? You walk up to me, that guy walks up to me looking like that, I'm not going to wait for it. You got to defend your family and yourself. People are going to start going nuts here.
Well, but even non-political issues, people are losing their minds right now. There was a story where the other day, it was on local news in New York, where a woman, something happened with a delivery truck driver, and he was blocking her car or something like that, so she asked him to move, and he rammed into her car. And she was screaming, and he literally was trying to run her over with his delivery van. Like, people are losing their minds right now. It's not even just political. There's something in the water. It's really a scary time.
Yeah, it is.
Not
all
to
right.
be Chicken Little, but there's some messed up stuff going on right now.
Sure are.
Yeah.
We are at 15 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Rich and Victoria and Jennifer. And a reminder about the wonders of this week we're celebrating the life and liberty that we have in America, even if it is crazy with some people. It's a happy 4th of July week also from the folks at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and save on your favorite MyPillow products. Haven't bought any new pillows for a while? You need, maybe your house is, you've got more people living in it, staying in it. You got new beds. You're going to get these new pillows. I ordered four of them this week because I slept in the guest bedroom, Richie, while the kids were here. No more of those rotten. Oh, man, I'll tell you something. I got a new mattress and four new pillows from my
pillow.
I'll
tell you something. My daughter came in and slept in our bed last night. She tried to steal my pillow.
Yeah.
Like, no, this other one over here.
No, yeah, take that one.
Sweet kid.
My pillows, they are the best. Standard size, queen size, king size. You can get a special deal right now at MyPillow.com. Well, there's always a deal using the promo code DJV. But what do you need? Do you need new pillows? Here's the one right now. If you buy one pillow at the regular price, you pay nothing for the second one. So two for the price of one. Buy one pillow, get the second one free. That's the deal. But you can start there and then go through the whole catalog of things. If you spend more than $200, you can get financing too. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Take advantage of the buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so do not wait. Order your MyPillow now. Two for the price of one at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
We're talking about how uncivilized people have become. This is sort of a countdown extra. I don't know how many of you heard the story this week of the pride of lions in Africa that found a group of rhino poachers and they killed them and ate them.
Yep. Got him.
And yeah, I mean, I'm laughing about it. I got no use for poachers, man. I'll tell you, the number of animals being killed just for sport is outrageous. And the lions kind of took care of things.
They wanted the rhino, the horn.
Yeah, that's all they kill them for, the horn. Yeah.
Right.
Which is outrageous in itself. But it's funny how Mother Nature sort of instinctively takes care of its own.
Darwin wins again.
Yeah, that's right. The Darwin Award goes to the guys who went in to get the rhinos, and they didn't know the lions were there to get them. So you can kiss their fat butts goodbye. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Investing in your conversational presence and future. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan here to discuss some of the items the talkers said were on the top of the list. The top 10 stories from the list. They listened to radio stations and radio hosts all around the country to come up with this list. At number six, the North Korea nuclear program. I don't know what's new about that this week from last week other than...
Pompeo
is there.
He's trying to lay the ground rules for how it would all work.
Pictures that they... the satellite images of them beefing up their uranium production. That was this week. That's probably why it's on there.
Yeah.
After saying that they were, you know, shutting down one site, it turns a different site is more active than it was before. So
what actually has come out of that, Victoria? What has he said? He's met with Kim Jong-un. Are there any news reports?
That's why Mike Pompeo's there now. I think he's going to say, hey, wait a second. Well, this is not what we talked about 2 weeks ago.
Well, they haven't talked to him. That's why he's there, is to go, okay,
hey, what's going on here?
Here's how we're going to de-escalate everything, and you're going to start with that little location over there that we just got these satellite pictures from.
Now, if he's going to do it or not, we don't know. This guy says one thing, he does another. And that's how he's always operated. So who knows?
I just don't get... all this stuff. It almost felt to me like we were suckers or being suckered in again. And I don't see Trump. I mean, I think some of the other leaders, George Bush was certainly pretty gullible, and Obama had his moments. Trump.
What did we give up, though? I mean, other than the meeting.
Nothing.
And the presence.
They are still
under the thumb of our economic pressures, and they have gotten nothing yet. So until they do something, they get nothing.
But
so
the average American is saying...
Well, actually, they did get something because Trump promised to stop all those major drills in South Korea.
Which they're not doing. They're still going away. They're still going along with the Asian drills. The South Korean war games, quote-unquote, they will not be doing, but Japan and the United States. And Japan and South Korea will still be doing military exercises. They just won't be doing those same...
The large-scale ones.
The large-scale ones.
See,
I think we should put that back on the table immediately.
Right.
Because, you know, this is...
It all depends on what Pompeo comes back
with. Well, it's more outrageous than anything else is we gave him a $6,000 room in a hotel. We paid for it, and he got a Mercedes to drive around, and that's the outrage for me.
And he got a photo op with the most powerful man on the planet.
Okay, but then if in a month all of his people are still starving and he's got nothing, what did he really get? Nothing.
No. Well, he had a good time. It's like
going
to Atlantic City for a weekend.
No, but here's the thing. What he got from it is he got his own PR to go back to his own people to continue to oppress them and to show the other people who may want to throw a coup against him. That's why he didn't even tell anyone when he was leaving the country, because it's his position is very it's delicate. And so and he knows that. So if he starts dismantling all of his nuclear weapons, that's going to be seen as a major sign of weakness. He's never going to do that.
Not if he is able to feed his people and give them water and toilet paper.
His people have been oppressed and starving and no internet for how long now?
Do you know how they go to the bathroom over there?
Right.
Richie, do you know how they go to the bathroom?
He's not concerned now.
There's no
breaking news that all of a sudden Kim Jong-un cares about his people.
Yeah, but he's broke. The country is broke. Forget his people. The country is broke. He does not have money to run the country.
Well, he's getting money from somewhere because uranium isn't free. So and to keep up he's paying the electric bill to run these plants. So the money's coming from somewhere.
Well,
my bet would probably be on Russia. But
his military,
the money's there.
He's got no money to run his military.
But there's really no money
to buy toilet paper. Let's get to the bottom line here. No toilet paper. So when they go into the hole, they must have to use leaves.
I don't think we know that whole situation yet.
You know what? Pardon. That was a good pun, Victoria. The whole situation. Do you get it? 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation. Time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The most important thing is to make sure that everybody in this fire knows, everybody in the fire zone knows that the whole state is with them.
The governor of Colorado offering some comforting words to thousands of people affected by wildfires burning across the state. Governor John Hickenlooper spent much of Friday touring 2 wildfire command centers, one in Spring Creek and the other in Lake Christine. The Spring Creek fire, which is now the 3rd largest in the state's history, has grown to more than 100,000 acres and forced more than 2,000 people out of their homes. wildfires that have destroyed dozens of buildings and caused at least one death continue to ravage California as well. In San Diego County, a handful of fires prompted evacuation orders for more than 1,000 homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now to resume our conversation about the information from the Talkers Charts at Talkers.com. Top stories of the week. We do this 52 weeks a year. At the end of the week, analyze what's been going on in the News Talk Radio business. Business of conversation. Rich McFadden is here. Victoria Keevan is here. Doug Steffen with the top five items on the list. The looming China trade war and tariffs in general at number five. U.S. tariffs on $34 billion in Chinese imports have taken effect. So now it looks like the two biggest economies, China, America, on the path to a big trade war. Or is this just Trump doing what Trump does?
The art of the deal.
Negotiating. Yeah. Is that what this is all about? The news media falls into this hole of, you know, everything's so serious, the world's coming to an end. The Chinese government says the White House is behaving like a gang of hoodlums. Okay, so...
Yeah, meanwhile, China's stealing everything of our intellectual secrets that they can at any given moment. Like, every single day, they are hacking into our corporate servers, stealing secrets.
They have no credibility, no ethics, no morals.
Nope, none.
None whatsoever. So, this puts them on the road to what? What's gained by this?
Oh, well, I think what's gained by this is it's finally, it's Trump's way of just saying, you know what, it's over. Your whole free ride is over.
Why'd they get a free ride in the first place?
The budget deficit, because we needed them. We needed to be able to sell to them.
Who thought we needed them?
An emerging market. We needed them to be able to make cheap goods. And then they just started taking advantage of us to the point where we have a billion dollar deficit, trade deficit.
Right.
Yeah. Okay? We give them $300 billion more than they give us every single year
in business,
in exchanged goods.
Yeah.
And that is not good. They own us. And not only that, when Apple or IBM or anybody sends over their plans, their plans to be able to make a new iPhone or to be able to make a new supercomputer or to be able to make a new rocket or parts or something like that, they steal it.
Hmm.
And then they make it, and then they sell it back to us.
Well, Alibaba, that's like their whole business at this point, is just knocking off every single thing that, you know, that...
Why do you think they're called Alibaba? Because everybody thought I was kidding when I...
the story of Alibaba,
the 40 thieves.
Right.
I mean, where do you think that name came from?
You're right.
Where it came from.
You're right.
Yeah.
So it's got to stop, and you've got to punch them in the face, and you've got to say, it's over. It's done. And that's what Trump does. Trump is...
Are you a lefty or a righty? You punch him in the face. Lefty, is it a hook or what is it, the punch in the face?
The first one's a left, followed up by the right.
Do you ever have a fist fight with anybody, Victoria?
Me?
Yeah.
What kind of question is that?
Well, some women have fist fights.
What?
Sometimes you
get a
fight.
Well, then maybe you need to know better women, because...
No, maybe I need to know a woman, and never mind...
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Well, aim higher than one who's been in a fist fight, okay?
Okay.
That would be my advice to you.
All right. So, anyway, the trade war, and the Canadians are putting tariffs on things, too. The Mexicans threaten, too. Everybody's threatening. I think the German car makers.
So what Trump's going to try and do now is try and get an alliance against China with the Europeans.
Right.
And then just renegotiate. Once everybody once all this kind of comes to a head, then you go, you sit down at the table and you go, okay, you want us to relieve the tariffs? What do you give us? And then it starts from there.
Well, it all started under false pretenses. These trade deals were always lousy to begin with. All of them go back to Clinton, and I think before that even, those deals were not good.
New York business, and people don't like it. People aren't used to it. People are uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
But this is a New York business dealing, and even I go, man, this could be hairy.
Yeah. Nah, but it's interesting to see how the car dealers, the German car dealers, especially car manufacturers, are dealing with it. They've said to the Americans, okay, here's our deal for you. We'll convince the German government to have no tariffs on American cars if you will take our cars without any tariffs.
Sure.
And that's the way it should be.
It should
be the free enterprise system. You buy the car you want at the price that it's actually worth without these artificial add-ons.
You know,
and that's it. You're done.
Have either of you seen this? So the news is like $16 billion in tariffs being put into place today. Yada, yada. What about the companies? So now we're not going to be able to sell our soybeans to China, right?
That's huge for us.
It is huge.
That's
it's huge.
A big deal.
It's absolutely huge. But what about the businesses that get helped? Because now all of a sudden, Americans are going to have American companies, corporations, and American consumers will now buy the goods that are made in this country.
America.
And how? I mean, Doug, how often do you talk about American milk going to Switzerland and Asia and everything like that?
We're buying Canadian milk.
Right, because they'll pay more than what we... I mean...
Right, but Doug also makes the point, though, Rich, that if you buy milk from an American, let's say from Doug's farm, if Doug has milk being, you know, processed at his farm, that milk would be so much more expensive than what we're used to buying.
We're used to paying for.
But... Now that you don't have to ship that milk to Asia, how can it help the consumer by buying local milk?
It's a little more complicated.
People won't buy it. If they can't afford it, they just won't buy it.
Yeah.
But the prices will go down.
They won't, though, because Doug has talked about this before, that the cost of actually for dairy farmers to produce the milk and earn enough money to survive and keep the farm running, the cost of a gallon of milk is going to have to be so much more than what we're used to paying.
But that's not the real problem, Richie. The problem is Canadian milk. The farmers are subsidized by the government, so they make the same amount of money no matter what.
Is that the answer, then, for us?
What,
is that something
to subsidize our
dairy farmers?
That's what they're trying to do, but the farm bill has been gutted by the big city people who want to make sure that their pals that have the huge mega agribusinesses get subsidies. There's $684 billion of subsidies to people that shouldn't get a dime. and then they cut the amount of money that's supposed to go to the family farmer because they don't have as political clout as do the guys that have all the dough.
I'm just saying that there's got to be a flip side to this story, the fear-mongering on the tariffs. There's got to be a positive flip side, and nobody's paying attention to it. That's what I want to hear more about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of July 2nd to the 6th. 2018. Doug Steffen here to review the top 10 items according to the research done by the folks that run Talkers Magazine. The number 10 item, a focus on sports talk radio, the World Cup, and LeBron James jumping to the Lakers, if you'll pardon the pun. Number 9, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. Number 8, as you might expect, a lot of people talking about what they're doing for the 4th of July, for the 4th of July week. This week is the week more people take vacation time than any other time of the year. Make America Great Again hat attack. And the foolishness that goes along with it. What is wrong with people? I guess is my comment there. North Korea is at 6. China is at 5. Pruitt is at 4. Putin is at 3. The Supreme Court seat is 2. And immigration, number 1 on the story list this week on the countdown. Scott Pruitt resigns. That's number 4 up next.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Everyone is at risk of stroke, but minorities are at greatest risk.
We don't understand exactly all the reasons behind this, but what we know is that the similar risk factors for stroke, which are apparent in the entire population, are more common, particularly in African Americans.
Dr. Maisha Robinson says African Americans are not only at increased risk of having a stroke, but they're also at increased risk of being debilitated by or dying from a stroke.
Knowing your numbers, being able to assess the situation, and then addressing the situation with regard to blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, weight, diet is very important, particularly in that population.
Stroke is a medical emergency. Symptoms include difficulty speaking, paralysis or numbness in the face, arm, or leg, difficulty seeing, difficulty walking, or a sudden intense headache. Call 911 if this happens. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. My pillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Up now, the list of people being discussed, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. LeBron James comes in the number 10 position for obvious reasons, his movement to L.A., what he's being paid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 9, Angela Merkel. Number 8, Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer from Harvard. Kim Jong-un at 7. Justin Trudeau, number 6. Number 5, Robert Mueller. Scott Pruitt hits the road. Number 4, no loss there. The people who are running, I guess running isn't the right word, but are being suggested as the next members of the Supreme Court or member, or going through a number of people, boiled down, I think, to 3 or 4 names, actually, at this point. Vladimir Putin is number 2. when and where he's going to meet with President Trump over the next couple of weeks. Discussion topic of much interest. And then Donald Trump, as you might expect, still in the number one position on the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're at number four, the resignation of Scott Pruitt. Some people call him corrupt. I don't know whether he's corrupt or not. He's pretty stupid.
Scandal.
He's pretty corrupt.
Corrupt.
Those investigations are going to continue. There's like 14 different things.
But all
that
the investigations into everybody just proves it becomes a political witch hunt. Nothing comes of it. We spend
this
a lot of money.
I think the guy's a moron.
This is not a witch hunt. This guy
is.
Was,
I mean, we know
guy,
that he's done.
This guy used taxpayer money to do this.
Of course
this.
He
it's
did.
It's illegal. It's not a witch hunt when it's illegal.
No, it is a witch hunt in the circumstance that by the time we finish paying for the investigation, whatever comes of it will not be worth. We all know the guy was a scumbag. Yeah. The guy was a worthless piece of crap.
Okay,
and
so you're
now
using witch
gone.
Hunt, that term, differently then. You're using it like, because when we hear witch hunt now, that's Trump saying everybody who's against him is just a witch hunt. And that's not the case with Pruitt. This guy is a bad guy.
He's a bad guy. He's not bright, or at least he used his position to twist and turn things around. So good riddance to him. Unfortunately, the guy
that said, I like the way he walked through the EPA and bulldozed all the regulations.
But he didn't do the right ones, Richie. He didn't get rid of the right stuff.
He basically got all of his friends good deals with stuff. He didn't do any of the stuff that's important.
No. And again, I speak from the farming perspective.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
All right. Number three.
Close the EPA.
Yeah. And, well, it's certainly blended into the USDA or something.
Right.
Get rid of it.
Look, we need protections for our waterways. We need the drinking
but
water.
When it gets to the
chromium
point that
6 that's in
to,
drinking water around
control.
This country is poisoning people. And people
Shut
don't want to.
Down.
Pruitt doesn't want to talk about that. The EPA doesn't want to talk about it because they're too busy, making secret deals with secret calendars.
But you see, that's been going on. Isn't just this administration. That's been going on. It depends on who your friends are, who you make the deals
Since
with.
Since Caesar.
And so, but these people are ruining a lot of businesses. There's just too much government involvement in everything.
Yes.
And that's what everybody voted
that's
for.
That's why I'm saying,
hoping
right,
he's
exactly.
going to get rid of
Go through every single organization in D.C. and mow it, cut it in half. Keep the stuff that's really, really, really vital and the stuff that's not just. And that's what the guy was doing, is just going, okay, where can we cut? And
no,
maybe he cut some of the wrong things.
Using his head, though, Richie.
That's what he said he was doing, but that's not what he was doing.
Trump and Putin are having a meeting. Does anybody know where it is yet? When is the meeting's a couple of weeks. Where
I think
are they
it's the Buffalo
meeting?
Wild Wings in suburbs of Washington, D.C.
Going to Niagara Falls to have a romantic weekend together.
Wasn't it supposed
nice.
To be in New York? Wasn't there? I thought there was a rumor that it was going to be in New York.
Going to have it in his plush apartment.
No, I thought, I thought Trump was going to Europe and he was going to do it while he was there.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do.
Right, no.
Yeah, right. All right, so much for that. Because the same old stuff, the Russian, but I'm just so tired of listening to that stuff. That's what gets me off on the Pruitt thing, Richie. It's the same old stuff. All right, number two is important. The Supreme Court seat and who gets to sit on the Supreme Court. Now, Trump said he talked to 8 people, narrowed it down to 3. Didn't I hear that? Is that what's going on?
I think he's got it down to 4, but really 2 is he's got it down to like
and
the
who
final
are the two?
Two?
Do you know who the two are?
The only thing I know is that one of the guys worked with Ken Starr on the Clinton stuff, and so everybody's up in arms about him. So he likely won't make it.
That woman is she out? Hopefully too. Whatever, I forget her name.
Amy Coney Barrett.
Surfaced, yeah. We don't want her.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So who's
I hope
who
she's
else?
Not in the short
list. She's would be bad news.
Well, I'm supposed to meet with Pence and other White House officials and members of Congress and
the
Senate.
The good news is though,
trying to decide.
Pence may not want Barrett because that's not his brand of religion. So maybe in this case, we'll be happy that Pence says something.
He should be dead on arrival. Number one this week, focus on immigration policy. There are people who want to get rid of the ICE agency. Don't know that that's going to happen.
Talk about a disaster of an agency. It's such a mess. I agree. If people want to tear down the EPA, well, hello, you should take a look at ICE because that is a disaster.
Well,
it's a mess.
Look at all
FEMA
of these agencies
is, oh my
that
God,
have no
FEMA.
Reason for them, but they're a mess. But
all
how
of
do
them.
We do?
Take a whack at all of them. There's got to be something that some can be merged, some can be cut back, some can be gotten rid of.
FEMA was a disaster, too. No pun intended.
And the education department was never supposed to be what it has become.
Nope.
It was actually, there were a lot of people who didn't want, didn't they get established, when was it established? During, not during, during LBJ's time, I think.
Yeah, I think probably in the 50s.
Wasn't it? Yeah, I mean, he never saw a program they didn't like. Let's get some more funding for this, that, or the other thing. All right, there it is, an overview of the top 10 stories. We got to them all, Richie, this time.
Congratulations.
Despite you and your malfeasance direction, it's 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour. Tech Talk time here on the, let's see, what do we whip? Let's just say we're going to be a reviewing section of the technology studies this past week. And our section head is Victoria Keelan, who studies all of this. So we're going to go through the top five tech stories of the week. Starting with number five, Amazon. Amazing Amazon and what they have for you this week. Yes, Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon had some different news this week. If you have $10,000 and you want to be your own boss, Amazon says they've got a deal for you. They started this week. You can apply to have your very own small business delivering Amazon Prime packages in Amazon-branded vans and uniforms. And so the company wants to help launch small businesses in the U.S. They're dedicated to also to veterans. They have set aside, I think, close to $1 million to specifically recruit and help military veterans become their delivery partners. And so this is kind of an interesting idea. The initial $10,000 goes to helping people start an independent business, and it has to begin with at least 5 delivery vans, and then you ramp up to 20 vans over an undisclosed period of time is sort of the way they have this deal structured. They say that the business owners will be able to make as much as $300,000 in profit a year running a full-sized fleet of 40 vans and managing 100 employees. And so Amazon is now taking applications for this, logistics.amazon.com, if you want to apply for it. And they plan to bring on board hundreds of new small businesses over the next year. And essentially, what you're going to be doing is you're the final leg. So Amazon gets the packages to the nearest sorting center, wherever you live, and then your vans go and pick up the packages, and you're the final delivery leg to people's front doors or in their trunks and things like that. So it's kind of an interesting idea. $10,000 for a startup is really not a lot of money either.
No.
If you want to get going,
that's
for, you know, to
me,
own a small business.
For that. Okay, number four on our list, Apple and Bluetooth AirPods. This is an interesting combination.
Yeah, this is very interesting. So the AirPods that are the wireless little earbuds that you see stuck in everybody's ears, they now have an interesting new feature that will launch this fall when iOS 12 launches. You can actually use AirPods as a hearing assistance device. And so if you're someone who doesn't need to wear hearing aids all the time, but in loud, you know, restaurants or loud environments, concerts, things like that, if you have trouble hearing, you can actually use your AirPods as in the listen live assistance mode, you can actually use them as sort of a makeshift hearing aid, and your iPhone becomes basically the microphone on your iPhone becomes the directional microphone. So if you're sitting at a table with a group of people at a loud restaurant and you can't really hear someone at the other end of the table, all you do is switch your AirPods into listen live mode, and you aim your phone at whomever is talking, and that becomes an amplification of the conversation. So it's kind of a cool feature. And if you already have the AirPods and if you have an iPhone, it's free to activate. So that'll be coming this fall.
Number three on our list of tech stories focuses on the 4th of July and how it was different in terms of fireworks or maybe other items, that drone show.
Drones had a big week, yeah. Towns in California, Colorado, and Arizona who are facing another season of drought, and some are still facing active wildfires, instead of having fireworks for the 4th of July, they use drones. And so if we all remember Lady Gaga's Super Bowl halftime show, she had a really cool drone component. The Winter Olympics in South Korea, those choreographed drone shows were really cool. And so that's what they did this year. And so there are some ups and downs. You know, the drones can only fly in winds that are up to 18 miles per hour, and they're a little expensive, but I think we're going to see more of this in the future.
All right, number two, a focus on these no-good SOBs at AT&T.
Yep.
If you believed you fell for that swamp dust about the, let's put AT&T together with Time Warner, everybody would be better off. What a joke. That is. Go ahead,
right,
Victoria.
Well, the prices, yeah, starting July 26th for new customers, DirecTV's prices are $5 more, and your cell phone bill is probably going to go up about $2 in administrative fees.
Number one, Samsung problems.
Bad news for Samsung owners this week. Some of the devices are randomly sending your camera roll photos to your contacts without your permission and without you even knowing about it. So you have to call 1-800-SAMSUNG. They're telling everybody, let them know if you have this problem. If someone texts you back saying, hey, you sent all of your pictures to me, then make sure you call Samsung.
All right. Hello, Samsung. This is Doug Steffen. I have a problem. Your phone sucks. What do I do? 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.